Thessalonians chapter 5 tonight. You've probably already turned there and expected us to go there tonight. While you're turning, it's been a real joy and honor for Breed and I to return to the Gospel Light Baptist Church. And your pastor and his wife and family means a whole lot to the Maynards, I can assure you of that. And that's a great mutual friendship. We're just trying to serve the Lord together in different places. But I want to thank you for all your hospitality. I want to thank you again, Pastor, for the motel room on Sunday and helping us out with our car and everything while we were up north, and everything that's been done for us, the meals. We appreciate that so much. And for whatever the love offering is, I promise you that a tithe of the first fruits will go to our home church, and then a faith promise offering to help missionaries through our home church. And then the rest of that goes to the Maynard Poverty Program. The Lord giveth and my wife taketh away. Amen. I appreciate my wife so much. Well, if you've been with us in the services and you've attended so well, I appreciate so much your great attendance. But we have been preaching on the subject of living for Christ and laboring for Christ as we're looking for His return. And I noticed something tonight in this chapter of the months I've studied this, that every chapter speaks of the second coming of the Lord at the end of the chapter. Chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Chapter 2, verse 19. Chapter number 3 and verse number 13. Chapter number 4, verses 13 through 18. But in chapter 5 tonight, he does it in verse number 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So that's just a little oddity about the study of this book of the Bible. And we've been looking at the subject of teamwork, chapter 1. There's maybe some here tonight that's not been able to be in the meeting. As we live and labor for Christ, we want to use teamwork. And boy, that's what I want to hear in days to come from your pastor. That everybody is laboring together as one. Chapter 2 is tenderness. Chapter 3 is trials. Chapter 4, we dealt with that chapter about temptation. Then tonight, boy, a subject that just convicts me every day, time wasted or time well spent. My soul. I live in my home place, and the back bedroom of the home place is where I do my radio taping now. It's where my office is. It's where I have my computer set up, and we get our radio taping done, and then we transfer it to a flash drive and go to the computer and send it over the internet to get it to the stations. And sometimes I think about, this used to be my bedroom when I was growing up. And I think about those things, and I look through some picture albums of the property there, and I think, my soul, where has time gone? Breed and I have been married 37 years. And to get a good laugh from the grandchildren once in a while, I get the wedding pictures out. And they'll look and say, Papa, that's not you. No, not when your hair's down your back and when you're skinny as some of the crowd sitting on the second row right here. Well, some of them, amen. You wonder where's time gone. Then I get to thinking about our oldest son is almost 36 years old. And you wonder where time has gone. And you begin to think about, has it been well spent? Or has it been wasted? The Bible says I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Hildebrand, Pastor, other preachers, there will be a day that we will preach our last sermon. There'll be a day that Sunday school teacher, you will teach your class for the last time. There'll be a time that the musicians, the song leader, so faithfully that they are, they will lead the singing, they will have the music the last time. I ask those of you that have been a part of the Gospel Light Baptist Church for many years, and I still remember preaching over at the old building from Brother Whiteheart many years ago. Can you look around and see empty places of those that used to be with us that are now in the city of God? So time wasted or time well spent. In verses 1 through 4 tonight in this chapter, he talks about the times and the seasons. Let's read. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. A thief never announces his coming. His coming is unexpected, it is unannounced, and it is unstoppable. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Times and seasons. The word times is referring to spaces of times, special times. The word seasons is referring to set seasons, or singular seasons in our lives. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, Paul is saying that you need to be awakened to this season. It's time to wake up, he's saying. I've never seen so many people in my life testify of what they used to be for God, like a history book, instead of not being that same thing for God now. So that tells me if the seasons are right for the coming of the Lord, then should we not be awakened to this season? Should we not take advantage of this season? Should we not be able to survive this season? And do we not have the answer as we evangelize during this season? The Lord's coming as a thief in the night. A thief in the night. The night times in the Bible speak of times of darkness. Night times in the Bible speak of a time of sleep. Night times in the Bible, it is speaking of a time of great sin. Night times in the Bible is speaking of a time of very little activity. And there's sometimes along the way, the reason that Miss Maynard and I, when we've got a great distance to travel, Brother Hildebrand, we'll leave after the meeting and we'll travel all night to get to our next destination because there's very little activity. Not as many on the road, especially if we have to travel through New York City like we've had several times. But ladies and gentlemen, is that not the time and era that we're in right now? He's coming as a thief in the night. Verse 3, for when they say, not us, when they say, not us, a time for us to wake up. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come up upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Sudden destruction, a time unexpected, unaware, a time of destruction, a time of ruin, death and punishment, travail, pain, but a pain that brings pleasure later. Listen to me tonight. The wrath of God upon this world is going to be severe. And we might go through not the tribulation period, but only the Lord knows what we might suffer through before Jesus comes. But He says it'll be like labor pains. Every woman in the building that's ever had a child can say amen to labor pains. I never felt so sorry for Breed in all my life the three times she was during those periods of labor pains giving birth to Moe, Dick, and Larry. But Breed, I still remember the tears and the joy too when little old Clayton William came into this world and when little old Nathan David came into this world. And when Seth Kyle came into this world, the labor and the pay was something that we men will never understand. But praise God for the joy that comes later. And is that now how it's going to be when Jesus comes back for His bride? Amen. I'm looking forward to the fact that one of these days we're going to bank our souls on the banks of sweet deliverance, and we're going to see Jesus face to face and see our departed loved ones have a brand new glorified resurrected body and won't even have to worry about bills and ills anymore. Amen. Woohoo! Yes. Yes. Time wasted or time well spent. So, child of God, tonight, beginning in verse number 4, we need to be watchful. We need to be waiting. We need to be warm. And we need to be working. But ye brethren, verse 4, are not in darkness. You're not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Let's not get lazy. Let's not get slumbered. Let's not be in a daze. Let's be watchful. Let's be warm. Let's be working. Therefore, let us not sleep, verse 6 again, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken are drunken in the night. Let's be watchful, waiting, warm, and working. And in verse number 8, let's be a warrior. Then stand true and stand strong for the Lord, putting on the whole armor of God. Be a warrior. But let us who are of the day be sober, be ready-minded, be alert to everything that's going on around us, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Let's spend our time in a well-spent manner exercising love and not wrath. Verse 9. For God had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10. Who died for us, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him, whether we be a part of the alive in Christ or the dead in Christ. Let's be faithful until the time that He calls us home. Let's spend time exercising love, not wrath. Verse 9 and 10. Let's spend time comforting ourselves and edifying one another. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. The word comfort is just referring to soothing one in times of pain and edifying one another, even as also ye do. That just simply means to encourage. Been watching my youngest son this past season when we're home. He coaches the basketball team at Woodland Christian School, and I don't know none of the kids on the team. I do have chapel at Woodland, but I just Brita goes to play with the grandson. I go to watch Seth coach. And I'm enjoying it because I see how he encourages his players. I see how between games, he brings them to his house and fixes food for them and everything and just has Bible study. I'm about to shout. Has Bible study with them. And then they talk about basketball. We need to edify one another. We need to comfort one another. We need to esteem one another. Especially God's man. This mentioned here in verse 12, and we beseech you, brethren,
to know them which labor among you and are of you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake and be at peace among yourselves. You see, Paul here is referring to being, as we spend our time wisely, and again, being watchful and waiting and warm and working and being a warrior. He talks about being a warrior, four things, verses 11 through 13. But then he begins to speak about being a warrior against. Be a warrior against. Standing up for what's right. The young folks sitting here tonight and all of us tonight, it won't be popular to take a stand for God. But it will be right to take a stand for God. Look at verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren. Warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. Toward all men. Berita, thank you for being patient with your husband. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. That's inside the church, and that's also outside the church. My brother tonight that testified and got the truck ministry, truck driving ministry, I admire him for that. And how God is using him to reach truckers for Christ a long way from home. And all of us know somebody along the way that needs to be esteemed for their work's sake. The Sunday school teacher. The song leader. The musicians. Even though I know there's folks around here just like there is in every church that want no recognition and they're always doing things behind the scene that nobody knows anything about, they need to be honored for their work. A lot of times, and see, I pastored four churches. A lot of times the pastor gets recognition for being faithful, but a lot of times his family, especially his wife, is forgotten. And don't ever do that either. Because I know in our ministry, it's not David Maynard, it's the Maynards. I know who packs the suitcase. I know who lovingly puts her hand on my knee and says, I think you're supposed to turn back there. She's the one that reminds me, because I have so much going on in today's time. Esteeming one another. Giving accolades where accolades is due. I want to read it again. Now we exhort you, brethren. Again, verse 14 and 15, that's the warrior against. But esteem it, verse 12 and 13, be reminded of that. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Please. The warrior against again in verse 14 and 15. How is this great epistle? How does it close? He says, first of all, let's be praising Christians. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Have a worshipful spirit for everything God's done for you. Verse 18, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Not for, but in everything. Be a praising Christian. Number two, be a praying Christian.
Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Be a powerful Christian. Verse 19, quench not the Spirit. Be Spirit-filled believers. Verse 20, be a prophetic Christian. Despise not prophesying. Notice the spelling in our King James Bible. That's not a word of a forthtelling. It's teaching and preaching. Despise not the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And you've been faithful in the services. And I'm going to testify, oh, ye little faith of me. There's a great crowd here tonight. You've been faithful every night because you need something, not from Brother Maynard. You need something from the Lord. Be a prophetic Christian. Be a proving Christian. Verse 21. Young people, this would be good for y'all. Anybody under the age of 100, would this be good for y'all? As they say, you-ins and we-ins, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Also, be a pure Christian. Verse 22 and 23. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Even the very appearance of it. When in doubt, don't. If you don't feel a peace about it, walk away. Don't even get close to anything of the seduction, the seducing powers of Satan that can mess everything up in your life. Brother Hildebrand, how many times have you seen it in the prisons? People at the wrong place at the wrong time running around with the wrong crowd. Right. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Set you apart. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body, the spiritual man, the mental man, and the physical man. The mental man is spirit. The spiritual man is the soul. The physical man is the body. You mean God cares about what I do with my body? He sure does. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. We'll go back through these. I feel the need. Be a praising Christian. Be a praying Christian. Be a powerful Christian. Be a prophetic Christian. Be a proving Christian. Be a pure Christian. Be a patient Christian. Faithful. Oh, I like this. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Not in our timing. Lord, I sure do wish you'd hurry up. We better learn what it is to wait on God. Young folks, I love y'all so much. And I guess working in all the camps through the years, please, young people, wait on God. Please pray much and move slow. Make sure what God wants for your life. Be patient and wait on God for that. Be patient and wait on God for that special person that God could bring into your life to be your helpmeet later down the road. Wait on God. Please wait on God. By the way, would you please wait on God? And there could be some adults here tonight that you don't know in regards to the future of your life. I see the Burrells here tonight. Boy, I sure am glad to see them again. Amen. Y'all are such a blessing. Just wait on God. God's got everything under control. I mean, He knows past time, present time, future time at the same time. driving through Davie County tonight, and we was just talking a little bit. And I don't know, it all of a sudden got my mind at that little old church down on Fort Bixby Road that Brita's daddy used to pastor, where we got married at. September the 17th, 1977. My wife will testify with me. I'm telling the truth about this. We prayed. We prayed for God's will. And we really believed that God brought us together. But even on that rehearsal night, for me, a whole lot of hair and a lot of less way to go. When everybody else had thinned out, my wife-to-be, we went to the altar, didn't we, sweetheart? And we prayed, Lord, if this is not your will, then, Lord, we don't want it to happen. But I'm glad it was. Amen. Hey, man! 37 years ago. Maybe that don't mean much. Maybe what I'm saying right now, young folks, single folks, maybe that don't mean anything to you. But it means a whole lot to you the older you get. Knowing that you were patient and being willing to wait on God. And then the epistle closes tonight in verse number 26. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. Be a proper Christian. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. And I leave you with the same doxology as the Apostle Paul. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. One of these days, folks, we are all going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Time wasted. Our time well spent. Preacher, come.